We know that the best way to protect Americans from Ebola is to stop the outbreak at its source.
Ebola is a terrible disease that is causing great devastation in West Africa, and that's where the help is needed. It's like fighting a fire. You have to spray that fire extinguisher at the base of the fire, not just at the top of the flames, or you'll never put the fire out.
You know, in order to keep the United States safe from Ebola, at the end of the day, we need to be out in the field. We need to be out in the field controlling and contributing to getting the outbreak under control.
What's different about this virus is that we actually understand a lot about the virus and how it's transmitted. And so we have procedures and protocols where we can protect people.
We have the capacity to be able to do this. We have the logistics within our Department of Defense, the military folks that can go out there to track the disease in the communities, to get people out of their communities, to do outreach, to get them into treatment facilities.
We've got hundreds of Americans from across the country. Nurses, doctors, public health workers, soldiers, engineers, mechanics, who are putting themselves on the front lines of this fight. And when they come home, they deserve to be treated properly. They deserve to be treated like the heroes that they are.
I think it's a great thing that the president wants to publicly show some gratitude to people who are willing to put the needs of others ahead of their own.
You know, I'm one of a large group of people that are out there that are really trying to make a contribution.
Many members of this audience have already offered themselves in sacrificial service to the people of West Africa, but the struggle is far from over. More medical personnel are desperately needed.
So there's a need for technical support. There is a need for just human resources, people who can go in and work there. There is a need for supply.
And it's because of the determination and skill and dedication and patriotism of folks like this that I'm confident we will contain and ultimately snuff out this outbreak of Ebola, because that's what we do.
At this time, perhaps more than any other, we feel the impact of our position as citizens of not only the United States of America, but as citizens of the world.